My heart pounded in my ears as I climbed the ladder to the diving board, pulled myself up, and stood staring out at everything and nothing. Up there, it was like standing at the top of the world. Corny, right? But absolutely true. The sky was bone white. I felt as if I were close enough to touch it, and I could almost smell the lightning on that hot and humid July day. Electrified lightning bolts are not a diver's friend. Still, being there calmed my nerves and gave me a sense of peace. The whole top of the world thing, I meant that, honestly. Being on the 3-meter springboard makes me feel like no one can touch me, like I'm magical or something. Diving does that to me, makes me all loopy and sentimental. My dad had gotten my sister and me interested in competitive swimming. We learned to swim long before preschool. By kindergarten, we were competitive swimmers and expert snorkelers. Then, when we were 10, he signed us up for a springboard diving program. That was the same year he and Mom split up. Block it out, Lilu. I was about to make my final dive at the junior dive competition in Charleston, South Carolina. No stray thoughts about how many crazy changes were happening to my family should break my focus. No time to worry about how Mom was taking us away from South Carolina to New York City to start our new lives. My heart was doing dives of its own. I reminded it to take it easy, thank you very much. A girl can't exactly plan the most perfect, most amazing, most essential dive of her life when her heart is trying to send her straight to the emergency room.
Did kids my age have heart attacks? Mom said watching so much television had turned me into a hypochondriac.
You know, a person who always thinks she's got some kind of disease. But everybody knew I would much rather watch animal shows than doctor shows. Well, most of the time. See, my dad teaches marine biology at a local college, and my mom makes documentaries. They used to work together on her short films about endangered marine species. The whole family went everywhere together and did everything together. You can do it, baby! Keep your focus! It was my mom's voice. Sweat trickled down my cheeks, and I felt my bronzed skin burn with embarrassment. Mom was like that, though. She'd give a shout-out to her babies no matter what. Didn't she know I wasn't a baby anymore? Still, I couldn't quite clear my head. So much was at stake. This was the most important dive of my life. At least I hoped so. I wanted this one dive to change all of our lives, like in the hopelessly hokey teen movies where everything the characters have ever dreamt comes down to this one moment, this one terrific scene. That's what I wanted, because for me, a perfect dive would fix my life. Maybe. Maybe if I could become the junior champion today, then my twin sister Tandy would get excited about diving again. And if that crazy wish were granted, then maybe my even crazier wish for Mom to change her mind about moving could be granted too. And maybe if we stay here and don't move, well, Mom and Dad might get back together. My craziest wish of all. A whistle shrieked. Muscles in my stomach tightened. Showtime. Desire, dedication, determination. Coach Regina drilled that into us. She got the idea to start a dive team for kids our age. I joined her team when I was 10. I'm 13 now, after she began coaching at the high school. She said if kids learned the fundamentals of springboard diving earlier, they'd be better equipped for high school competition. Time for my final dive, a free dive. They're the most difficult. Mine was a combination of a forward straight dive with a half twist. For young divers, it could either make you look like you were one step closer to the Olympics or headed for dive failure. Trust me, no one wants dive failure. That's just one step above belly flop. A belly flop might be funny in your aunt's pool on the 4th of July, but trust me, in front of strict-faced judges, your family, and coaches, belly flops rate right up there with pulled groin muscles. My heart somersaulted. I took two quick strides down the board. I scrubbed my toes against the bumpy surface of the springboard, feeling the familiar scratch from the same spot where I always stood to start my run. Desire, dedication, determination.